Hi guys, welcome to Threads Podcast, Life Unfiltered, episode 183, Nurturing Our Mental Health. Bum, bum, bum. This is a show about some unfiltered dialogue, mental health, which we're going to talk about tonight, uncomfortable conversations, which I'm uncomfortable right now because it's hot as shit in here. We'll talk about that in a little bit. And of course, our faith, which doesn't always have to mean religion. So, Mike, what are we doing tonight? Which I already just said.
You basically said everything. Like, he took over both parts of this. Jason, we're going to talk about how we're going to nurture our mental health. That's what we're going to talk about.
Okay. I Ron Burgundy that. I apologize. Well, actually, I didn't.
Ron Burgundy. I read more.
So, yeah, like Mike said, we're going to talk about mental health. But before we check in and jump into that, Mike has a moot musing?
Yeah.
Musings? Musing. Okay.
Moot, right? As in, as it doesn't Mooch matter. Point. And musing is, it's a deep thinker. So, I have this question. Why can't they make dog food taste like dog treats for our dogs? And the reason why I ask is, it's a struggle to get our dog to eat her dog food, and yet I could feed her dog treats all day and she would eat them. Why can't they just make her dog food taste like dog treats?
I would say it's probably some of the same things that happen with adult food, because shitty food tastes better because okay. They're putting sugars and that kind of stuff in there. That's what I think.
Okay. But like, you feel like it's so chemically made anyways. It's not like it's like chopped up like nice chicken. It's chicken remains and chicken feet that they grind up. I mean, it's not the cheapest stuff, but it doesn't apparently taste good to her.
So, you're asking just because of your dog?
Yeah.
Have you tried the food yourself?
Well, no.
I would encourage you to try both of them and tell me what you think.
I would try none of them. But it's just one of those that was just so interesting to me of like, why can't they do that? So, like we're able to send a man to the moon, apparently.
Yeah.
Apparently. Like, I'm not sold on that, but apparently able to do that. And yet we can't make dog food that tastes well.
I honestly think that it is. It's because of the sweets. I was listening, Mike. I was just checking some
I know.
Stuff,
you're checking all of them, which is fine.
No, I'm just, you know, making sure everything's right. No, I really do, because not that healthy food isn't well, some of it's not delicious. But if you eat a cucumber or if you eat a sausage, I mean, the sausage is going to taste better.
Yeah.
It's savory.
But I mean, something's grown and something's, like, made.
Ah, damn, that's not a good example. You're
I know.
Right.
Well, except one's grown. I mean, they're both grown. But anyways.
Well, the sausage is grown in a different way.
Yeah, in a different
one's
way.
One's in the ground, stands on the ground.
Yeah.
But I'm going to give that a fail. But anyways.
That is my deep thought that I can't figure out that, you know, if somebody works for a dog food company, can you please make a dog food that tastes like a dog treat?
So you're having trouble?
Nah, I mean, Izzy eats, but she'll only eat when she's really hungry. But like treats. She'll sit there all day long to try to trick us into giving her treats.
I think my dogs are the same way. I don't know. We added like a little gravy flavoring, and do you think it's just because they're bougie like my daughter and they always get nice stuff like treats and they're like, I'm not eating this.
Yeah, probably.
Filth.
Okay, you know how bad it gets? So when she doesn't eat for a day or two, we shake on like Parmesan cheese on her food to get her to eat. I know, it's so bougie. But sometimes you just want your dog to freaking eat.
I'm going to say I don't want to do moot musings anymore. I think that was a fail.
It was a deep thought. You know what? We are going to let our audience decide. I think we're going to let I think we're going to let our audience decide.
The AKA our wives?
And Kate and Joe.
Okay. If you like the moot musings, I have trouble saying that. Please send an email to hello@threadspodcast.com or just hit me up on my phone because you probably all have my phone.
Or just hit it up on Facebook too if you don't have that.
Yeah, true.
Facebook message.
So transitioning, not to male or female, to catching up. This is where we kind of check in and just see what was going on. Mike, why don't you go first? Because I need a second to kind of collect myself. He's laughing his ass off.
Oh, it's what up? So I did a long run this weekend. My time didn't improve, but my heart rate went down like 10 beats, 15 beats. I can't remember anymore. It's been a while.
Yeah, I think it was, it doesn't matter. It was more than 10. It was 10 or above. But Do you feel like that was a glitch? No. How does it go from 1 week and then just change the next week?
Kettlebells, baby. I don't know. Or maybe I've just been doing it long enough and I've been in the aerobic zone enough that my body's
Did you work out today?
I did.
Well, you didn't send me the picture.
Yeah, it was one of those like taper down, just kettlebell swings. I didn't do any hangs or anything.
Oh, okay.
How about you? Did you do anything yet? Mm-mm. Are you going to do it after?
Possibly.
The problem is, well, we'll get to that later of why you might not want to.
Yeah.
So did that. I felt really good that, again, I was trying to get my heart rate low, especially into zone two after that stupid article you found.
Yeah.
Or that Instagram post.
I'm still a little not on board with the new heart rate zones that I have. Like, you see how awesome I'm at it? Like, just like you, like, not as the machine, you're the machine, but I was pretty damn close. I think I had a little bit above aerobic.
Yep.
And a little bit below for easy, but do you think that's I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing? And I was doing 11. You saw it finished at 11 minute miles.
Seems to be, and that seems to be time wise what people say their slow zone is.
Okay.
For aerobic.
All right.
I felt slow for you, didn't it?
It was okay. I had trouble. I started picking up a little. Well, if you look at my last 3 miles, they dropped below, but the average figured out 11 minutes. So
I mean, I think what you need is a nice like story that you're just listening to and you can just like chill the whole time.
So that's funny you bring that up. Normally on my long runs, I do listen to podcasts, but I'm kind of out of stuff. So I'm looking for some new stuff.
Or Audible. You should go on Audible and just pick a novel. That means like it's no thinking. You can kind of follow it when you want.
But I need a little bit of interest.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some. Like, I'm listening to, like, this murder mystery.
Okay.
That's, I mean, it's really junky, like, writing, but it's just enough of a story to keep me involved, and yet I can, like, days off and not.
I should try some true crime.
Ooh. So you could talk with Megan about those, or Natalie?
Yeah.
White girl. Such a white girl thing. It's such a white girl thing. Natalie loves crime shows.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never really been in it at all as far as like I've never really been interested. But those podcasts that I think I gave you both of them.
Oh, I haven't finished. I forgot about that one.
Yeah.
Crap.
How many episodes are you? There's like 10.
I'm like two in.
Oh, gosh. You got like 8 more to go.
What in the world? That I forgot about it. Totally. Until you said it. I forgot.
Are you
I
gonna, listening. If you listen to that other one, Vigilante... I won't spoil it, but are you going to listen to it or are you for sure not going to
I don't
listen?
Know. Is it gruesome?
No.
Maybe after that. I just forgot about the other one.
It's only 5 episodes, okay. And they're 45 minutes.
Okay. Yeah, and then probably.
All right. Then I won't.
Yeah, don't spoil that.
All right.
So I don't know how we got there from long run, but anyways, we also, Cam and I, in our basement, we're doing a studio. Really, it's just for him to play video games and me to maybe podcast. So we painted that first coat. Looking pretty good.
Yeah.
It's a deep green.
Deep.
At first it looked Spartan green and I was a little worried.
And then it dried.
It dried. And it was supposed to be bluer. But anyways, it looked Spartan green. I was like, uh-uh.
And lighting is so different. Like sometimes this looks purple down here, but it's actually not purple.
Yeah.
It kind of like if you look over there, it doesn't look purple, but the light hitting it over there kind of looks purple, doesn't it?
Yeah. So we did that. And then I slept a ton.
Did you?
Yeah, like I took a nice nap. Actually, on Saturday, I think I probably slept 9 hours. I don't have a Whoop anymore, so I can't tell you how much I actually slept. And then I took a nap on Sunday. I don't know, but I've been ready to sleep a bunch, so I don't know if...
Well, that's good for this weekend.
Yeah. Oh, we're going to get our butts kicked.
Are you worried about it? Tell me, be honest.
Yeah.
What are you worried about? You're worried about something.
It's hot. It's going to be hot.
It's going to be 80.
80.
Bro, that's... Perfect.
Nah.
You ain't running the whole
65
time.
65 is 65.
Well,
perfect.
I mean, I'm just saying, you're going to be in some cold ass water, bro.
I know. That's going to be awesome.
Yeah. It's 80 is fine. I'm fine with 80.
Yeah.
I would, if it was hotter than that. And remember, you're not continuously running.
True.
So there'll be some downtime where you're waiting for the obstacle. Well, you'll just be like,
true.
Chilling. And there'll be water stations and
Gatorade.
Shit like that. Yeah.
And whatever other crap. But anyways, no.
So what are you worried about? You didn't answer my question.
That, like the overheating.
That's it?
Yeah, and like the cramping up. I mean, like what you saw Joe on Facebook, where like his whole leg cramped up. I don't want that.
You know, are you prone to that?
Oh yeah. Well, I mean,
see, I'm not.
I mean, during a half marathon, my It was my left hamstring locked up.
Did it?
Yeah.
I remember you said it, but I don't even know what that means because I've never had it happen.
Oh, really?
Well, you clearly were able to keep going.
Well, I had a stretch.
Oh, okay.
And then I texted Natalie. I was like, pray. I mean, I don't know if prayer helped with that, but stretch and did that. And then
it didn't hurt.
And then I ran like straight legged for a little bit. It looked really stupid. Like you run, but you don't like pick up your foot. You just kind of run straight legged. It looked really stupid.
You just kind of like,
yeah,
like not bend your knee, yeah. Just kind of like kicking it out.
Because when I bend it, the hamstring would lock back up. It looked really stupid.
Where's the video on that?
I know. Well, it was during that section. Remember when we went by those buildings?
Yeah.
It was just like you felt like you were running in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
That's where it was.
Okay.
So no one was around, luckily, to film that.
Even if they were. Oh, damn, that's twice I said it.
Yes. So anyways, that was my weekend. How was your weekend?
Weekend is okay. Currently, we have no air conditioning.
Yep. So if you're watching on YouTube or on live stream, you can see the sweat forming.
Yeah, you will be able to see it. We could have a fan in here, but all you'd hear was... So the story on that is we have I think it's 32-year-old air conditioner and...
32?
Yeah. Yeah, it was like 1990 is the model.
Holy moly.
Yeah, my AC guy, that's what he said. I know. So it's... Thank you for your service.
Yes.
Thank you.
It's done its job.
You're going to the recycling plant in the sky. Like, yep. Thank you for doing it. So last week it was beautiful. We wouldn't even had the air on anyways. Maybe a little bit towards the weekend, but during the work week, it was fine. I mean, there were 2 days where I put a sweatshirt on in the morning when I started doing some lawns.
Those are the best days working outside.
Best. That was probably the best week I've had in years. It was a straight week of beautiful weather. So now fast forward to today, it hit 90 and it's getting installed tomorrow and it's going to be hotter tomorrow. So if you are the praying type, pray that A&E Heating and Cooling shows up at 8 a.m., especially for my family. Like I'll be at work, I'll be in and out of my air conditioned truck, but they'll be like, oh, I totally forgot. So I have an extra air conditioner in the garage.
Okay.
And I'm like, I totally forgot about that. Why don't I throw that in the window? Went to go try it. It's a giant one. It wouldn't fit. So you came over, I was fighting with that son of a...
So your screen's sitting outside.
I forgot to put the screen back on. Yeah, you saw that. I was going to put a Rattler in there, but it was too big.
Oh, no.
I'm like, I told Megan, because she went to workout class, I'm like, I don't know. Fuck. I don't know. I'm getting comfortable, you know. I don't know why you're going because you're going to come home and sweat. I mean, it's cold showers for the whole fam tonight.
Yeah.
But that didn't fit. So anyways, say a prayer for her that they come at 8 a.m. and they can get that installed.
Well,
so.
And you were joking about if your air was a person, it would start on the hottest day of the year. I mean, like, what in the world did I sign up for?
Yeah, exactly. He's going to hit the power and it's going to be like, oh, this is some bullshit, man. Like, no, you need to break me in. Is there any break-in period for an air conditioner?
I hope not. Otherwise, they'll be like, you know what, Jason, you're only able to run it for an hour at 90 for the first month.
Oh, gosh. Can you imagine? An hour a day. It does have a 5-year warranty, so that bitch is getting used for the next 2 days.
Going to turn it down as cold as you can get it.
Oh, my gosh. I'm wondering how much more efficient it'll be, too. But, yeah, Meg worked over the weekend, which is...
Did she work last weekend?
She worked a Saturday because she took a Friday off.
Okay.
And it's going to be like that for the summer. There's so much time she needs to move around, and everyone will give up their weekends.
Yeah. Like, they'll be like, yes,
you
can take.
It's easy to grab weekends. So, yeah, this was her regular weekend, and so that was okay. I'm struggling with the kids, and this is not like the kids struggled last week. I'm not spending enough time with them. I'm just like, we all do our own thing and just kind of, I mean, I did a lot of podcasting stuff yesterday and just got caught up on like the audiograms and all that stuff, but I just need to be better at, I don't know. It's just like,
So is there a hobby with each of your kids? Like, is there something that like you and your daughter like, you and your son like, or not?
So Sully, the weirdo, and I say that with kindness because he is. It's just he wants to do this weirdest shit. Like he wants to build an animatronic. Like I'm not doing that.
You should do it.
First of all, I have no building skills. Second of all, he has these dreams of grandeur of like creating something. And I'm like, no, I don't know what to freaking do.
You could figure it out.
Nah. Nah. Oh, okay. So here is the sad part of this, and bring it down the room a little bit. I worry about screwing up with my kids, so I stay away a little bit.
Yeah,
like I'll be there for them. Like if they get hurt, if they fall down, if they call me and say shit's going down, like I'm gonna be there. I give them hugs. I do all that stuff. But I'm just like, if I stay away, I won't lose my temper, which has been better, or I won't say something inappropriate. Or but I need to get over that.
Yeah.
So
because in reality, I totally get that. I mean, we'll talk about this in the mental health of having that temper and not wanting that, but also then pushing away your kids is not going to be helpful.
No, not you're right. And I only have a limited time with those kids, especially Avery. I mean, she's going to be 15 in December.
So she's going to be driving and away from the house.
Yeah. And she's a freshman in high school this fall. And so it's go time. Like, and I need to be better with it. So Avery and I don't really have a hobby either. Maybe bougie takeout, as we talked in the last episode, but this is a reoccurring theme and I don't know what to do about it. So maybe a therapist visit on that. And, let's see. I can't wait for my running break. I've been really struggling with the pads underneath my big toe. And yeah. Now the left side is hurting.
Oh, it's both sides now.
Yeah. Oh. So I don't know what to do. Where would you go if you had issues with that? What doctor or specialty? Would you go to a sports med doctor?
I would do that over a podiatrist.
Yeah, I went to a foot doctor, and she was not helpful.
Yeah,
well, she's like, you're just going to have to deal with it or get orthotics.
Some doctors will say that they aren't like full doctors.
Yeah, talking to the mic, Mike.
Some will say they're not real doctors. Some will say that they're fake. See, I'm getting comfortable. I lean away.
I know. I was like,
you start swearing.
No, I was like, Mike, when I'm editing, I got it. You know, let's look at it.
So, yeah, a sports doctor, or just see what rest does.
Yeah, I mean, rest is not going to heal it, though. I've had this for years.
Okay.
When the mileage increased. Now, I will say I'm stronger than I ever been with running, because I went and peeled off 10 miles and then mowed the lawn in the afternoon.
And you had no problem.
No sore legs.
Yeah.
So, I'm like, I was so proud of that. I mean, you didn't do 9 like you said you would, but
I never said.
Well, he said he would do 1 mile less with me for the training, and he only did 6, by the way. So just let you know. And I was just so proud of that. Like, how strong have I become as a runner? Now, 11 minutes isn't fast, but still, it's 10 miles.
You did it. Yep.
But yeah, those pads underneath my, like, ugh.
Is it bad enough where you can't run, or is it just something that you have to grit through?
Grit through.
And if it's something I think, I don't know, that's a problem with running, right? Is you're always going to have something that doesn't feel good.
But I feel it can be corrected. I feel that there's some, I feel like somewhere out there, someone's like, yes, or at least give me 3 things to try, even if it's an orthotic or a pad that I can wear. Or
have you thought about just trying a pad?
I'm working. Well, I do already wear little callus pads.
Okay.
And they do keep it at bay for, well, they didn't hurt too bad on the 10 miler because I was doing it slow.
So you weren't,
when I'm slamming down doing speed or in a race like Riverbank, they were crunchy.
Yeah.
So,
but I wonder if I had a little bit more pad. I know from my Achilles, I do a pad in the back, partly gets my shoe the right way.
Yeah. I'm just looking for an expert. I mean, I'll pay for it.
Yeah.
I'll pay for the expertise, but
I think it's one of those, I don't know. I'm always bummed with modern medicine. Like, you go in, like, and you think they'll give you an answer, and they're like, yeah, we don't know. Just try something. You're like, I could have tried this on my own.
Well, yeah, you're right. I mean, I think going to a sports med doc is my next. I got a good referral for a couple. And so after that, I don't know. I'll just cut my toes off. Oh, I did lose a nail on my toe.
I saw that. It was so gross. Was that from running or from?
Yeah, it's from running, because I have one on the other side, too, that came off.
Oh.
I love it that you're easily queasy.
Yeah, but that's just gross.
You kind of open up a little door for me as I'm looking for stuff.
So what? How does it feel? Like, I've never had a nail come off.
It didn't come off. Like, it was like growing another one underneath. So when I peeled that one off, it wasn't like raw skin.
Oh, okay.
So it didn't hurt.
That's not as bad then.
Oh, do you want? I don't know what it is. It must rub while I run.
Yeah.
And it's just discolored. And Megan's like, what's going on with your toe? Because my wife clips my toenails.
No way. No. Please tell me that's a lie.
It's not a lie.
Megan, stop doing that. You are not as... No.
Moving on. And I demoed a closet. I don't know. You probably didn't even see it when you walked
in. I saw it.
Oh, okay.
Don't act like I don't pay attention.
Yeah, we booked one more renovation before the air conditioner took a shit. So this one isn't very expensive. And we already had saved the cash for it. So
you're going to take it from having doors to no doors, and it's going to look fancy.
Yeah, it's got a he used like a butcher block for the bench, and we're going to stain it. It's going to look dope. And then we put some cubbies in and some, it's not shiplap, but it's, I don't know, it's fancy shit. Megan did it.
Yeah. So now it's going to look good until it's not organized, right?
Yeah. So you probably did not remember seeing our coat rack, but that was a shit show. But
yeah.
Anyways.
Well, now let's bring the room down even more. No, but talking about mental health, we talk about mental health a lot while we used to. We haven't talked about it in a while, but I want to talk about how we nurture our mental health. I think you and I do that a little bit different.
Yeah.
And we have in the past, but it's involved therapy for both of us.
Yep.
So I just want to talk through that again. I'm hoping again, as we talk through it and normalizes it for people, that they go, wow, these awesome dudes do therapy, they nurture, right? It's a weird word to choose. I chose that on purpose. Their mental health, because they care about it.
Yeah.
You know, it's important. So this is something I don't know. And I've listened to most of Threads before I started. When did you start therapy and why?
So I'll let you know. I have vague memories for all this, but I went to therapy when I was a kid as a family therapist.
Ooh, how did that go?
It did go great, Mike. I don't remember anything in the therapy session, but I can picture the office in my head. You know, shit was going down in the house, and my mom thought it would be great for all of us to go. But my mom I don't think my mom ever healed. I mean, she'd gone to therapy for years and years. I mean, as long as I can remember, and on meds and stuff, and I never saw her healed.
Yeah.
In my quick, short opinion, and then I'll answer some other questions, I think she lied to the therapist. Mm.
Which then the therapist can't do anything.
Yeah, you can do whatever this fictitious scenario is.
Yeah.
Because how could she not get normal?
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, especially if she had a lot of therapy and a lot of family therapy.
Yeah, I shouldn't say get normal. That can be triggering. But how come she wasn't better? Up until she got dementia, it was a shit show. Now, do I think that she would beat us if we were young again? Right before we went to mention, let's say we're like five, I don't know if she would abuse us, but she just still wasn't quite right.
Yeah. So do you remember any of those therapies? I know you said it was hazy, but do you remember her like a memory of her lying in there, or just you've blocked it out because.
Yeah, I blocked it out.
Okay.
So yeah, I started then. And then I've gone off and on as an adult, just trying to, but honestly, none of it worked. Do you know why? I know you know why.
Because you didn't put in the effort.
So I didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
I felt like I was being pressured by people in my life. I should go, peer pressuring, but not the correct peer pressuring. My ex-wife, my parents. Mm. And so until I decided, you know what, I got to get my shit straight. I'm going to lose everything I have. And that's my wife, my kids, all of that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So do you know how long ago that was that you started that, like purposely and intentionally doing that?
That's a good question. I would say probably when we moved in here, which would have been 2014.
Okay, so you'd been going about 3 years before Thread started. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, I would say that's okay. Right. Yeah.
And same therapist you have now?
Yes.
Okay.
So we've had her a long time. Had her a long time.
I mean, that is, but it's eight years.
Yeah.
Now, again, was that more of because you were afraid you were going to lose people if you didn't change?
I mean, a lot of it was I was having outbursts that were getting out of control.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, Megan didn't say you need to see somebody, but I'm like, oh, man, I got to get my shit together.
Yeah. You know what I mean? You could start telling like, oh, like if I don't fix this, there's no way she's going to want to be around.
Well, and it's like as I aged, you know, I met Megan. God, so we met in 2004. So I'm trying to do math here.
That's 18 years ago.
Okay, and I'm 46. Go ahead.
28.
Okay, so 28.
Roughly, I think I did
28, 29. So I met her then.
Okay.
So I was on my way of like realizing that I need to get my shit together. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I had left my crazy ex-wife, and then I was in another relationship for a while, lived with her. You probably didn't even know that,
no.
Did you?
Nope.
And I feel bad for that relationship because I feel like it was a huge rebound. And I just kind of like, yeah, I'm out. I met Megan. I was like, see ya.
Oh, so were you still dating her at the time?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No, I told Megan that I was, like, I was honest with Megan. I'm like, yeah, I'm still living with this girl.
Okay. And she stuck around.
Megan?
Yeah, Megan stuck around through that.
Yeah, but she's like, yeah, you need to end this and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. So I may, you know, move forward. And I feel bad for that girl. I didn't give her a fair shake. Mm. Yeah, there's some guilt around that, but... so anyways, we are going in a rabbit hole here.
No, I think we're actually going where like this is, and then from when you met Megan till when you started therapy was 10 years, if I did math correctly, from 2004 to 2014.
Sure. Let's go with that.
Okay. And you just realized throughout there, like, hey, I really need to get my shit together.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I had off and on therapists that before Heather, my therapist, that just didn't work. I did a little outpatient stint in Pine Rest, you know, so I definitely been around the gamut.
But it wasn't until you said, I want to take care of this, right? That makes sense.
Totally.
I mean, health with the body. I mean, you can go see a doctor and he can tell you all the things.
Well, it's just like getting a knee replaced.
Yeah.
If you don't do the work, the physical therapy, it's screwed. In a year, it's going to be all jacked up.
Yeah. Well, I'll go a little rabbit trail, but think about people who get like stomach, like staple surgery, not stomach staple, but like they get the whatever surgery that is, and it changes their life for 5 years until they don't change anything.
Yeah, you still got to change your eating habits. That's why they do a lot of mental work in front of it and stuff like that. And it doesn't work for everybody. I mean, it's,
But it's one of those same things, therapy, right? Like if you don't put it in. So that's cool to see, though, I guess even for people to see with you is that, over those 8 years, you've put in the work.
Yeah.
Over and over and over and over and over.
Yeah.
That's how much money you've spent.
Dude, and right now I'm paying cash.
Ooh.
It's $105. So every month I'm spending $210. Megan's a $75. So every month she's spending $150. So we're at like over $400 a month in therapy because they don't accept Priority Health.
Because Priority Health stinks. Priority Health, if you're listening, why are you screwing people over?
Yeah. If I was rich and didn't have to work, I would spend every day podcasting how shitty Priority Health is.
I know.
You'd be like, Jason, what are you doing? I'm still podcasting about Priority Health, Mike. What do you need?
I'm trying to think what you would title it. Poopy Priority Health.
Yeah, I mean, you imagine it, I'm going to title it that. So how about you?
So for me, it started, it was actually just about 4 years ago. We were on a trip to Colorado with a student, and a student just did some. It was a traumatic event with a student.
We had, on the trip,
yeah, and the student had to go home, and I got locked into this on mode because for like 4 hours, 5 hours, we were calling home. We were trying to get a hold of parents, get flights for the student and for a leader, and doing all of this, getting the person to the airport in time. And like I just stayed locked on. And so I got home and I was in this locked on mode of just like hyper focused.
Did you go home with the kid?
No. Oh. Somebody else did, but like so we ended up driving home a couple days later. So driving home, and I was telling Natalie, I'm like, it's weird, like I'm staying on, but anyways, I'm like, let me just see what happens when I get home. I get home, I can't get off this hyper focus. You know, like when an emergency happens?
Yeah.
I couldn't get out of that. And then I couldn't feel any other emotions. And I feel emotions. Like, I'm an emotional person. I'm like, shit, this isn't good.
No.
So I went to the pastor at the time, and I was like, hey, like, this isn't normal for me. He goes, no, you don't seem right. I mean, to how I normally was. So he goes, hey, there's this therapist that I trust. You should go see him. And the therapist was, of course, booked out for like 2 weeks. I was like, crap. Oh. Like, so then I was talking with an elder because we all had our elders. I'm telling the elders, and on the way home, I had a panic attack off from, you know, talking to the elder, like that panic of like, and so I called the therapist. I said, I don't know if I can get in sooner. I just had a whole panic attack. He's like, yep, we'll end up getting you in sooner. So anyways, I ended up going to the therapist. I thought, you know, I need to go one or two times, you know, just tell him the story, and he would just give me a couple of things. Ended up being like 10 sessions. But here's the thing, like, that was just the tip of an iceberg.
Yeah.
Like, I thought, hey, it was just this one. It was not the traumatic event. It was deep within. And so I have to say, like, therapy saved my marriage and it saved my parenthood.
Mm.
And what really gets me is, back up is my emotions were always kind of like at my throat. Like, you know, like when you have that puking, you know, you're holding it down. That's how, you know, my temper was. It was always right there. and it took stupid little thing. I'd go off and just spit at you. But it would go off, and like, you know how much I prayed or read the Bible, and none of those solved it. Mm. But it's therapy, though, that saved my marriage, that saved my relationship with Cam.
Yeah.
Because if it hadn't, Cam and I wouldn't be close at all right now, because I was an asshole. Hmm. And he wouldn't want, I mean, I wouldn't want to be
you in a relationship. You didn't want to be around you.
I didn't want to be around me. And if I was a teenager, I wouldn't want to be. I'm like, you know how fast I can get out of here so that I don't have to deal with, you know, dad's temper. I don't have to walk on eggshells when I'm not around home.
So. Yeah. So you only went a total of 10 sessions?
I went 10 sessions.
See, to me, that's crazy that you were able to, like, I'm not saying fix, but be able to, like, reframe Joel Pellegrino, a reword, reframe yourself into, like, I don't know. It just seems like that's not very many sessions. Yeah. Or maybe I'm wasting my time at mine.
No, I think, I mean, because I've thought through this. I'm like, because again, with you, like I was able to name memories and go back really young to key issues that once they got reframed, once they got renamed, once there was a second party saying that's not right and this is how it should have been.
Mm. So that is interesting. You're right. I have zero memories.
Which I think is holding you back, right? And you can't make them come back. But she can't reframe something that you can't remember.
Yeah, 100%. Hence the EMDR.
Yeah. Hence what she's trying, right? She's trying to get to those memories. And so he was able to just to name, and again, like, he's like Jesus to me, because he was able to ask questions and bring me back to, like, you know, 4, 5, and 6 and specific memories and just even general memories and just really able to speak into that and, like, reframe it. And again, I don't know how it works. It feels like magic. Right. Yeah. It feels like voodoo that he can bring me back to when I was a child and reframe, re-say that, say, hey, that wasn't right how that was done. And then that temper is like way down. Like, it pops up every once in a while.
Oh, yeah.
But it takes a lot more.
Couple of questions.
Yeah.
One, how does that affect your relationship with your dad? And you don't have to answer this, because I know someone might hear it that you don't want to.
No,
hear it.
It makes me wish that he would have had an opportunity to do therapy.
He does.
No, but like young.
No.
Like young, where, like, because again, I've seen over and over where he's tried to make up for that.
Yeah.
And I wish for him.
Is he trying to make up for with you or with Cam?
Both.
Yeah. Usually it happens with the grandkids. Yeah.
He tries with both. And that's where I don't know where it was, and I just feel sorry for him with that.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't have that opportunity when I was young. Again, the pressure, right? The pressure being a parent. Like, I get that I was there, and, like, to really deal with whatever shit he had from his dad, right?
Yeah.
And my grandpa on that side had passed away before I was born, so I have no memory of him whatsoever. But it's just like, you know, my dad got it from somewhere, and then, you know, I got it from, you know, and vice. And it's just like, I wish he would have been able to have that for him.
And the same thing with my mom. I mean, even though she was my abuser, I felt bad for her. I know she had a shitty childhood. Like, my grandma was a psycho.
Yeah.
Like, psycho. And it's incredible how one adult can change. Or my mom had 5 sisters. Can change all their lives. Like, and then the cyclical thing of, like, then they had kids and then they had kids, and, like, yeah, it's definitely, I broke it. It's definitely gotten broken, but it's just, ugh. I bet if you tally all the therapy bills from all 6 sisters, their kids, it's over $1 million.
Yeah. $1 million again from one person.
From one person.
Yeah. From your grandma.
Yeah. And then one other question, we can move on. What about you going to therapy now?
So that's interesting. So I was talking with Natalie. We have some life changes coming up as I'm taking classes and all that. I don't know exactly where that's going. But I was talking with Natalie a week ago. I was like, I think I should start therapy again. I just want to have somebody to process things with as more comes in. Because, again, I think that's going to be a spot where all the stress from different ways can come out. It can manifest.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. You and I haven't real. I mean, I have a small general idea, but if you know, at some point I'd love to talk to you about it, not on the show, but, or when you're ready to talk about it on the show, but, I feel like you're going to have a lot of things coming at you hot.
Yep. Yep. And that's, and that's what we're talking about now. And I'm like, I really want a place to process that again. Again, I won't be able to be with the same therapist because he's like 150 a session because he's God.
He doesn't do insurance?
No, he doesn't do, well, especially priority health.
Well, some of those, yeah, some of them have just cut out insurance in general. They're like, well, right now, with especially with the pandemic, like, it's tough to get into a therapist.
Yeah. I mean, they're booked up. Yeah. So there's an organization, Natalie and I were at a meeting, and they do therapy. They'll take any insurance. So I'm going to try that out.
Okay. Yeah, I was just curious because I tell people, and we've talked about, and I'm, you know, several times, you don't have to be messed up to go see a therapist.
No.
Like,
no.
It's so nice to process. Like, even if you're not working on anything, if you had, like, I'll be honest with you, I have processed a ton of conversations with Ben in my therapy session.
Yeah.
I will say I've never processed one with you because I haven't had to.
Oh man, let's make it happen.
I'm no, no.
Let's make it happen. No, I'm just joking.
I've talked about Jesper in it, like just in the business relationship, but I literally have never talked about, well, I've talked positive, but I've never been like, all right, so this is what happened. Yeah. But that's just incredible to have that tool. Now, it'd be nice if I had insurance and only cost me $30 and not $105. But
and that's what I get. I don't, there's nothing wrong. I mean, there's always something wrong with me, but like, I think my mental health is solid right now, but I'm looking forward into this next year, and we can talk off air of what that more is. And it's just like, I would be wise to have a place to process, even if it's once a month.
Yeah, and getting the ball rolling. Yes. So when the things do happen, you're not like certain. That's the worst thing too. You're in crisis and you got to search for a therapist.
And there's like a month waiting list.
Well, yeah, that too. And you're just like stressed. It's like, you can't predict if you're going to be in a crisis, but I'm just saying, like, it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world to have something cooking a little bit.
Somebody who knows you. And again, like, and the one downside, or the one thing I'm nervous about with that is having, like, I end up doing that for my commissioning, that psych eval. And the person was good, but I'm like, there's no vibe here.
Yeah.
And I'm like, the last person, again, maybe I was just in such a crisis it didn't matter, but like, he just got me. And like, it's like, oh, what if it's not that? And I got to keep searching through people.
Yeah. Well, again, all the reason to get going on that.
Yeah. To keep going through people.
So current therapy, you've already answered that.
For me, yeah. How about
for me, it's EMDR. So I'm going to do EMDR, and I go in there and she's like, oh, we're not starting tonight. And I'm like, okay. So we talked through a lot of stuff, and I'll jump back to that session because I want to talk about it. And then I was like, oh, so next session? No. The next one after that. So the next session, we're going to be like, she's going to talk about stories, like try to get some stories out of me, just get some framework around those things. And then we might do a little, it's like brain spotting, which is kind of what we did in this last session, but it's kind of like kind of EMDR. I don't know. But anyways, so this last session, this was weird. She almost got me to cry.
Ooh.
Ooh, she was good. So she always wants me to role play, and she wants me to actually say it to like if you were there, but you weren't, and to look at you and go, Mike, I need to talk to you about something. Like, and it's too weird for me.
Yep.
So she would say, like, what would you say to him? And then I would say this. So we talked a lot about me always like wanting, I'm always quick to, when someone says, hey, this isn't right, be like, like my defense is up. Like it's always like ready, like I got my armor on. I'm like, let's go, Emmer Effer. Like, and like, even little old ladies, while I'm doing the lawn, they stop me, and I'm already like, in mentally think of me like armoring up, got my sword ready. I'm like, what's up? You know what I mean? And like, why do I do that? Why can't I just like, hey, how's it going? Like, that's what I've been working on this year for Weed and Feed. So we started role playing of that. And she's like, what does that person look like? I want you to picture that person and you as a little boy. Mm. And I was like, well, he's big, kind of like you. lot of armor, like literal armor. Like I think of a gladiator. I called him the gladiator. Name him. But it was very weird because like she goes, I want you to picture him and 5-year-old Jason. And I put myself right in my kitchen when I grew up. Oh. It was rough, dude. It was like, and I started like kind of like fading out a little bit and I almost cried. And then she's like, all right, well, what would you say to him to grown up Jason? And I would be like, hey, bro, I got this, man. Like, I want you there. You can take your armor off, but let's go have beers.
Yeah.
Let's hang out. But always have it ready. Like, that's what I want my gladiator to do. I don't need him at the ready, full armored, because that's what screws things up.
Yeah. Because it's there no matter what. You probably, it's hard to listen and actually be there with them.
Yeah. Yeah, so yeah, she almost got me crying because I was picturing, like, I can picture it now, like little me, and then this is giant protector.
Yeah,
and then so we're gonna hopefully work on, you know, saying, hey, I don't have a name for this person, I don't know, but this gladiator, like, hey man, it's cool, like I appreciate what you did for me, but I got this now, so you can stand by. I think she wants me to say, hey, you can go protect someone else now. I don't need you. I think that's the goal.
Okay.
But she didn't mention that.
Yeah, well, of course, she's not going to tell you what the goal
right,
is.
Right, but in my head, I think I'm like, I'm not ready for him to go yet. So that was it was a tough session.
Yeah, and again, you know, I think for her, she's probably trying to get to a memory of where you wish you had him.
And she really calmed my anxiety. Like, I went in super anxious.
You were so anxious.
You prayed for me. I appreciate that. But by the end, I was fine because she's like, listen, there's no pressure if you don't have a memory. We can talk about a feeling. We can talk about, tell me about why you don't like holidays. Like, we don't have to be like, if you don't give me a memory, I'm like, oh my gosh, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Like this, like relieved, all the stress just kind of went, and I could literally feel it just melt out of me.
Isn't that good when somebody can sense and helps you walk through that?
I know. Like, she can read my body so much. Yeah. She's like, you feeling better? And I'm like, I'm feeling so much better.
So here's something that I don't know how it'll go. It came to my mind. So, umbrella of grace. That's what we say at work when we have bad ideas. So you have a hard time memories. Like, and I know you've put boundaries with your sisters. Do you think they would have any memories to jog your memory? And I know you hate that idea, but like, again, or is it that's not worth it right now?
Dude, you're not going to believe this.
She said that.
I said that.
You said that.
I brought it up.
Okay.
I said, okay, stay with me. Hear me out. I actually put my hand up to her. I'm like, listen, don't think I'm crazy. I said, what if I reached out to my younger sister who has a photographic memory? That girl can describe everything, good and bad. Yep. And she's like, well, if you're comfortable with that, you can. Because I wanted to get her approval because I don't want to mess up my EMDR. And she's like, I think it could be helpful. So as we record this, my mom's memorial is Wednesday.
Okay.
And obviously I'm not going. So my sister is in town.
Okay.
But I wouldn't do it face to face. I'd have to do it like FaceTime. But the problem is she's so damn ADD distracted. Like, she's got 17 kids. No, she doesn't. She has 4.
But it feels like 17.
But I mean, they're in a 900 square foot apartment
in
New York City. So if I can't get her alone, it's like
chaos.
Yeah. But I don't know. I actually haven't told Megan that. Oh boy, I better tell her tonight.
And should write a note before she listens.
We're checking in tonight, so I was going to talk to her about it.
Yeah.
And I told her about the gladiator thing, but I hadn't quite come clean with the. But you brought it up. So
I brought it up.
I wasn't going to bring it up, but you brought it up.
Well, it was just the one thing, and I know there's boundaries. I know they're there for a reason, but.
Well, she would be the one I would talk to because we weirdly have had a weird relationship. Like, we connected when we found out my dad wasn't my dad, and she had a different dad, and so. But then it kind of died down. I'm like, hey, I think we should just cut ties.
Yep.
But we'll randomly text each other like, hey, just checking in, doing good. Okay. That's it. Like,
But it's the other one who won't get tested and is the...
If I ever talk... I'm not going to say I will never talk to her again. But if she doesn't change, I'll never talk to her again.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it's interesting that you thought of that and I thought of that. So therapy, what else do you do for your mental health? What else has helped you along this pathway of mental health?
Thank you for that. That actually meant so much. You know what would complete my mental health? If you told me you love me to my face.
Jason, I love you.
That's fake. That doesn't count. No, honestly, I wish I had all these secret things that I do.
Yeah.
I don't. And that maybe my mental health would be better. I don't really, I mean.
Like, has running helped?
Yeah, I mean, exercise does help.
Okay.
When you get done, man, I'm so proud of myself when I get done. Like, it's just, it's a pride thing. I don't get that runner's high. I don't know what it, maybe I do.
Maybe it's feeling proud of yourself.
It could be. I don't know what it is. Everyone talks about these endorphins and everything. I'm like, what am I supposed to feel? Is it like an orgasm? Because that ain't happening.
No, I don't know. I know what your orgasms are like, so.
That's a good thing.
But like.
Uh-oh.
No, but like for me, a runner's high is, so running versus lifting. I'll compare those two.
Okay.
Like a runner's high is I'm just like, I'm kind of chill. So like I haven't been high on weed, but I imagine it's how I'd be on weed. It's a little bit like, oh, okay, this is where I'm at. Like, I'm feeling good. Now, like lifting, I get really punchy and want to, like, take on the world. And, like,
when you get done,
I'm like, oh, I got it. So sometimes I'll text you afterwards and I'm probably an asshole because I'm all jacked up after lifting weights. I'm like, oh, let's go.
Yeah.
But running, it's like, oh, the world is at peace.
Interesting.
Do you not get that after running?
No.
So for you, it's just proud. You're proud of what
you
did.
Yeah, I was just like, I look at like my stats, not like I'm a stat whore or anything, but I'm just like, that was a good, like Saturday's run.
Yeah.
I'm like, that was a good run. Yeah. Sometimes I'm like, that was terrible.
Yeah.
But I don't feel the, I wish I felt whatever that
is. See, even on long run, sometimes my last 2 miles, I can be like, this feels amazing. Like, really? Like it always stinks when you start. Cause like,
see, I'm the exact opposite.
Are you really?
I love starting.
Oh gosh. My first mile, I hate it. I'm like, why am I doing this? This is stupid.
No, see me, mine's the end. Yeah.
Really?
And then once I'm finished, it's fine. But I'm like, oh my God, I have 2 more miles left.
Oh, see, it's the complete opposite. Like when I start that first mile, especially that first half mile, I'm like, this is the dumbest thing. I'm never going to run again.
See, it makes sense because you struggle getting out to run. Me, I got up at 5 a.m. on Saturday. At 6, I'm rolling.
You're jacked up, ready to go.
Yeah.
You probably warm up better than me.
I don't warm up.
Oh, you don't? It's just during races.
Yeah, just during races.
See, and it takes me that good half mile, 3/4 mile. Then I'm like, okay, I can do it. And then it's that last mile or two. I'm like, okay, now I'm feeling
good. I struggle with going too fast.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, slow down. This is a long run. Like, you're supposed to warm up. So, but
yeah. So, I mean, so that's probably helped your mental health. So you run for your mental health then?
Yeah.
You just I'm sure
it's helped. It hasn't hurt.
Yeah.
I can tell you that. Except my pads underneath my fat toes.
Well, that's not mental. So I thought it was on the ball of your foot. I didn't know it was on your toe.
No, it's not. Hold on.
You're going to show me your foot.
It's right here.
Oh, it is there. Okay.
So it's these muscles, these tendons that come down, it gets inflamed.
Mm.
So, dirty feet. Sometimes it's the ball, because that's the ball right there.
Oh.
But yeah.
I thought this was the ball.
What, right here?
Yeah, I thought that was the ball of the foot. Yeah.
Is it?
I don't know.
What's?
I'm not a doctor.
I don't think this is it. But anyways. Yeah, you're not a doctor. That's why I should go see a doctor.
I know. Well, even your podiatrist, I believe, is like kind of a doctor, but not like a true medical doctor.
Really? They're MDs?
I don't know if they're MDs. I think they're a doctor of dietary, which is like a doctor of chiropractic, is what I've been told. That's what I've been told by people. Let's fact check this before I get too off track this time.
Yeah, I'm gonna just Google the one I went to. I mean, I don't have a regular one. I Googled foot doctor in Granville,
and maybe yours was an MD. I thought the podiatrist didn't.
Oh, you know what? You might be right, because there's one in Grand Rapids that says DPM,
Doctor Podiatry Medicine, is what it probably means. I was really off the mic there for you.
That's okay. The one I saw was, it says Dr. Stewart, but that doesn't.
Yeah, I mean, my chiropractor does doctor.
Yeah, that's your Dr. Jason.
I refuse to call them doctor to their face.
You don't. Why? Don't be a dick.
You're not a real. I mean,
if you get your PhD.
I would not go around Dr. Andre.
No, but I mean. It's still a status, like you are a doctor.
Yeah, it's not the same. It's not the
You
same.
Can't say that as a non-doctor.
Okay, I'm going to go get my doctorate just this. But anyways.
So Mike's burning bridges left and right.
So maybe seeing a medical doctor, though, would be the better route. And maybe they can give you a little
shots. Honestly, no. Give me what?
Shots.
I'm not
getting... Cortisone shots?
I would rather cut my foot off and never run again. Do you know how painful those are in the foot?
For the first 2 days, yeah.
Mm-mm, not doing it.
Nope.
Never. Even if I'd stop running.
Even if it would help you for 3 months.
Nope.
Pain for 2 days for 3 months free.
Nope. I'd stop running. I don't like needles.
Oh.
So.
We know how to mess. I know how to mess with you now. Send you pictures of needles everywhere.
Well, that doesn't bother me. It's if they're going into my body. That's what bothers me. Huh. Anyways, so we got, I don't know where we're at.
Oh, so it was
Me. What do you do for
I mean, so again, I've seen the big thing with running. I mean, other than it's going to be blazing hot. I like running after work on Tuesdays even.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's my first day back. We have staff meeting. We just have a lot of meetings. It just helps me put everything into line.
Yeah.
I
can see after, so our jobs, you're a more mental job. Mine's physical. I can see after a mental day, you're like, bro, get me the hell on the street.
Yep. And it's just dealing with, again, meetings and planning this and just, right, it's just that. And I just want my mind straightened out. So I do that. And then journaling, I haven't done that much lately, but journal is another place where I can just name my feelings, name what's bothering me, scaring me, frustrating me. And that's really helped too. Just writing it down. And again, I can't just type it. I have to like physically write it.
Well, there's something about like when you used to do, you remember as a kid doing spelling words?
Yeah.
You used to write them out because you would retain it better. Yep. Not instead of just saying it out loud.
And I guess cursive is supposed to be even better.
Really?
I started doing it in cursive, so I look really
no
bougie.
Way.
I started doing it because I learned that like it connects.
Can you even read it?
Doesn't matter. Dude, I still wrote it.
I should try to write a sentence in cursive. Like
it's painful at first.
Is it? I it's been probably 30 years since I've done it.
Yeah, and there's times that I've actually had to Google how to write a cursive letter. Because you forget. You don't
use it. I can kind of do my name, but it's sloppy as hell.
Oh, see, even my name has been so messed up because my signature is a lot of scribbles. Yeah. A couple.
Megan always teases me. Her and I fight about signatures because she would always do like, she would go like M. Teary or when she's signing a check. I'm like, babe, these are official signatures. Or she'd be like, M. What did she do? It's some shorthand. I'm like, babe, no. You need your full name. This is a legal document. You can't chicken scratch it.
She's right.
No, she's not.
Even on my mortgage, I chicken scratched it.
Yeah, but you put your full name.
I did M/L, like for Michael. So M, straight line to L, V, line, D, line. Totally on my mortgage.
Really?
Yeah, if it wasn't that way, you would think it was a false signature.
That's interesting.
I know. Well, so she's more right than you on this.
Well, fine. Write penis on the back of it. I don't care if it cashes. If the check cashes, who cares?
A check? What's that?
Yeah. Well, we still get check. Speaking of, okay, total side.
No, this is good side now.
No. So when I was dealing with a lot of chronic pain, which I will let you know, guys, with me exercising, almost all of that is gone. I used to have the most terrible feet pain. I mean, I don't have any. Well, I have feet pain, but for running.
Yeah.
But I mean, we're talking aching all day, and I stand on my feet for work. I mean, years of it. I start exercising. Gone. It's gone. Now, my upper back is still kind of there, but it's not as bad as it used to be.
Yeah.
Tailbone pain, I still sit on a padded seat because over time, it will get sore.
Booster seat.
It's not a booster seat. That photo? I have one in the car, too.
No way.
Yes, I do.
That photo of you and Ben where like you look really short because you're on a normal yellow chair instead of your bougie like lifted chair.
I'll have to share that photo because it's a sketch.
The neck forward.
The neck fat.
Did you love that I sent that to the wives?
Not
to
a fan.
Our wives? Not the wives, our wives?
Not a fan. Was not a fan. I was hoping Natalie looked at me as a sex symbol, but apparently not.
Megan laughed so hard. I've never heard her laugh
You know,
that
she off. Circled back in a private chat. She's like, did that picture hurt your feelings? I'm like, it didn't hurt my feelings, but I was like, what the hell, Mike? Like, I'm working my ass. I'm intermittent fasting for like the last 2 months. I've lost a bunch of weight and he sends his fatty pic.
But you know what my favorite part was is that she went to town on you too, though.
Oh, yeah.
I know, but like normally in those group chats, she's the peacemaker.
Yeah.
And this one, she went after you. I was like, dang.
Well, that's why she circled back. I'm like, nah, it's fine. It's totally fine. But she circled back really quick. Yeah. But
Jason, is there any final thoughts you have as we end this fun, joyous episode? It actually was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It got deep, but fun.
Yeah. It was a good episode. I'm really warm. I'm surprised. Like, I see no sweat on your forehead.
Oh, it's there. I can see it even in my
A little
there.
Bit, but
it's glistening.
Yeah.
I don't sweat. I glisten.
No, I sweat. In fact, when I took my work pants off, another side note, this is the show a side note, and I took them off and put shorts on, like, half hour later, we get them cleaned at work, so I always put them by the door.
Okay.
So I bring them in, because otherwise I'll forget on Friday, yep. And I'll have no clean uniforms. The back was still wet on my waistband. So it was warm today, y'all.
And you guys have to wear pants, right? Because of the chemicals?
Pants and long sleeves.
Oh, gosh.
Yep.
I'd quit.
Gloves, hat.
No way.
The only skin that's just this right here. That's all that's visible.
Oh, that would
but
be
honestly,
so hot.
It's actually cooler with long sleeves.
You know what, though?
The pants, not so much.
You know what, though? When I worked in the muck farms, right? You know what muck farm is.
Oh, yeah.
The Hispanics would always be wearing long sleeves.
Yeah.
Because it's actually cooler. It helped cool them down.
Well, it's because the sun isn't hitting your skin. It's reflecting off. It's actually cooler. Now, you don't want to wear a sweatshirt.
Yeah.
But our shirts are very thin. Like, yep. You can almost see through them.
Yep.
But it, you know, it's still cooler.
Well, and somehow, I guess, it helps you sweat correctly, too, because sweat helps cool you down. I just remember us white kids, we'd go out there in our shorts and t-shirts and we're probably dying, and they're like, oh, it's fine.
No, don't get me wrong. If I was in my 20s and my boss said I could go out in shorts and t-shirts, I would. But now I know that I need to keep those chemicals off my skin, I wouldn't do it now.
Oh, think of all the cancers that's like, stopping.
I used to roll my sleeves up. Technically, that's against the rules. But like 5 or 6 years ago, I'm like, you know what? I just need – there's a reason that they want us to wear long sleeves. So
yeah, I mean, they're doing it because they're like, this will be fun.
Yeah, no. They're doing it to protect us. Yeah. So.
So anyways, if you could share the love, if you could share this this episode with people you love, you hate, whoever it is, it doesn't matter. No, if you could just share it, we want more people.
Oh, wait, breaking news. The Duchess of New Jersey, that's her name from the Eric Zane Show.
Okay.
She just said, hello, guys. So sorry. I missed the entire live stream.
So at least she could get it on?
Well, I can see it on YouTube. I can't see it on StreamYard. Okay. So it's not the end of the world.
Okay.
So
anyways, if you could share this with people around, if you could sign up for the newsletter, there's exclusive content, and it's free, and Patreon, if you could sign up for that, was it $3.37?
Yep, it's a $3 tier. You get pre-show banter. The $7 tier, you get live streams like Kate, and you get the pre-show banter. And the $20 VIP,
you get everything.
You name it. You can sit on Mike's lap. I mean, it's
maybe on Jason's lifted chair.
Yeah, if you go to patreon.com/threadspodcast, you can check it out there.
Anyways, as always, keep the faith, do your work, and live life unfiltered. See you next time.
Bye. This podcast is produced and edited by Hey Guys Media Group. Want to start a podcast? Check out heyguysmediagroup.com.